listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
United Way of Greater Cleveland mobilizes our community to advance education, income, and health. Join us and live united at UnitedWayCleveland.org. Vic Carucci, Nathan Zagura on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And we are so pleased to have with us now. He is a regular on this show, brings it strong with his insights and perspective. And he's also one of the nicer guys I've been around in this business. He is Tom Withers from the AP. Hi, Tom.
Thank you, Vic. Happy New Year.
Same to you and your family. And so happy times as we to go down
good
the road
times,
of another
Vic.
Coaching
yeah,
search.
You know, I should be used to this and good at this by now. That's all I do in Cleveland is follow coaching and master searches. Last year I had a coaching search with the Browns, Cavaliers, and Indians.
That's right.
And we start 2014 much as we started 2013 in search mode for the Browns. So
where's this going? Where do you think this is going to go, Tom? Just any gut instincts, and do you have a feel for? I mean, we're in the building here in Berea, and I can honestly tell you, I struggle to get a feel because when I think I have a feel, my hands go numb.
I'm the same way. I have been told that this could last several weeks, and that's pretty obvious, particularly if we're talking about a guy like Josh McDaniels as being, if not the front runner, a favorite, certainly towards the top of any list. And if the Patriots are going to advance throughout the playoffs, this thing could carry into February. You know, also at play here are, you know, is the interest that the Browns may have in some of these college coaches, you know, particularly Gus Malzahn, who's got bigger things on his plate right now. And, you know, wouldn't be available to talk to the Browns until, at least you wouldn't think, until the middle of next week at the earliest. So I'm like you, Vic. I go numb every once in a while just thinking about it. But I don't think we're very far along on this. I mean, if this is an 18-hole golf course, we're probably on the third hole right now.
I'll take a golf analogy right now as I look outside at
there
12
you go.
Feet of snow. But I'll tell you what, Tom. When you look at this situation now, five NFL All-Pro selections. The Browns tied for first in the NFL. We did the list earlier of all the teams with at least three. Every single one of them is in the playoffs, including all four of the teams that have first-round byes, except, of course, the Cleveland Browns. So this could be, you know, in my opinion, a very appealing situation. So with that in mind, how do you think this appeal of this situation does rate? And also, who is the candidate of the names that we have been reportedly linked to the Browns that you are liking thus far?
Well, let me get a shameless plug in first. That is, by the way, the Associated Press NFL All-Pro team that was named.
That's right.
Yes, it is.
So, got to get that in there. Barry Wilner in New York will be happy with me trying to get the brand out there a little bit more. So,
well done.
You know what, Nathan? Boy, there's no one that really stands out to me where I say, hey, that's the guy, that's got to be the guy, sign him now. I really don't feel that way, and I think maybe partly that's due to just what transpired over the last year. You know, I really felt like, you know, we all had our suspicions to how high Chud was on the list. We could probably, you know, safely say he was probably no better than their third or fourth highest choice last year. So now, you know, looking at that as we go into this new round, maybe somewhat, you know, taints or skews my view of what the Browns are going to do. I can see the positives in bringing back Josh McDaniels, a guy you would hope, you know, has learned from his mistakes in Denver. You know, a guy who was probably saddled with more than he could handle in Denver. You know, made some very questionable personnel choices. However, I've been told was a tremendous game planner. You know, had a few issues with a few players out there, pretty well documented his problems with Jay Cutler and Brandon Marshall, but a guy you would hope would have learned from that. So as far as him being appealing as, you know, a coach getting a second go round, you know, that might work. The Gus Malzahn talk, I'll be quite honest with you guys, scares me very much. Zero NFL experience. All they do essentially in Auburn is run the ball. I don't see much of a passing game there whatsoever. I'm not sure how well that translates. Todd Bowles, who's reportedly interviewing with the Browns today, I like a lot. You know, the Browns had him here as a defensive backs coach the last time they went to the playoffs, so there's a lot of good things to be said about him. As you go further down the list, you know, the guys like Bob Stoops' name has suddenly come up. There's other college coaches that are out there. So I'll be quite honest with you, Nathan. No one really stands out to me at this point. And quite frankly, I'm not sure anybody stands out to the Browns at this point.
Yeah, I think you're right about that, Tom, as far as the standing out part of it. My sense is when they went into this, some of the early names, I think one of the earliest names you heard, Adam Gase from Denver, I think that was the guy who really struck a chord. In fact, I'm positive of it, struck a chord with the higher-ups of this organization. And, you know, he's interestingly put himself on hold, said he didn't want to do any interviewing until after the Broncos season is over. And honestly, I don't know if even then he'll do any interviewing. Right. It'll depend on what's open, and it'll depend on how he feels about whether or not he wants to make this pursuit now. But the book on him is 35-year-old, very, you know, young, dynamic, smart, offensive mind, right, who's got this innovative thought process, and he fascinates, I know, the Browns, and I think some other teams as well, as I've been listening to people over the last few days. But it could be, unfortunately, this year's Chip Kelly, that's the guy they want, right, but that's the guy they can't get.
Yeah, and it wouldn't hurt to bring that quarterback with him, too, if he was coming. But yeah. I think to your point, though, Vic, is that, you know, I think this front office obviously wants to make some kind of a splash. And let's be honest, they need to make a cannonball-sized splash that's going to remove half the water in the pool. They need to make something happen here to, you know, win over the skepticism that is just at a rate that I have never seen with this Browns fan base.
Yep.
And rightly so. I mean, you know, to come in last year as they did and say, hey, you know, we're not going to be changing this and that, but we're going to be bold and decisive. And so they did stick by their guns and they made the move. But what I would worry about, Vic and Nathan, is how much is the water poisoned out there for this coaching pool? You know, how much does this look – it's one thing for us to view it and say, hey, you know, Chud didn't get a fair rap, or here's the reasons why it didn't happen, and they lost the last seven games because this, that, and the other. From the outside, this does not look like an attractive job. Now, that's not to say that this is not an attractive job, because there's only 32 of them in the NFL, and coaches, you know, this is what their lives are about. It's about the pursuit of – coaching at the next level. And for a lot of coaches, or for a lot of guys, this would be the dream job, much like it was for Rob Chudzinski. So that would be my biggest worry, guys, is that, you know, what does this look like from the outside? And because of the structure of the hierarchy in the front office there, how many candidates is that going to scare away? Or if a coach is going to come in here, is he going to be able to get done what he needs to get done? Was Rob Chudzinski given a chance to get done what he needed to get done? We've heard about this disconnect that Joe Banner shot down last week between the personnel people and the football people. Football people wanted a fullback. They never got one. Football people wanted the running back game to be fixed after Trent Richardson was taken away from them. That never happened. It was never adequately fixed. They shuffled quarterbacks in on a tri-weekly basis. They had a new running back in there every other week. Free agents didn't pan out. The draft class didn't pan out as planned. So if I'm a coach and I'm looking at that from the outside, I'm thinking, what am I getting myself into?
That is part of it. The appeal, though, are these young pro bowlers, young all-pro, the talent, the core of this team, the offseason money, the draft picks. We know about all that. My question to you is, given that the fact that this team is in a little bit of a PR tailspin as it is right now, would you think that signing an Alex Mack, TJ Ward, saying we are committed to this core group of young studs, both of them named to the All-Pro team today, the Associated Press All-Pro team, I might point out, do you think that is something that should be on the radar to happen quickly and make a move?
Oh, my goodness, yes. I mean, you've talked about these All-Pros. Well, 40% of them might not be back next year, so... yeah, that would be a huge PR splash. Now, good luck in getting those contracts done right now, though. I think those were going to be difficult signings to begin with. And now you wonder, you know, how do TJ Ward and Alex Mack view this situation now? You know, we haven't heard from these guys, and I thought it was a little bit alarming that on Monday, after the coaching change was made, there was nobody in the locker room even talking about this move. You know, the only comments that we've heard from Browns players, you know, other than Josh Gordon and a couple of other players that happened to be in there during the time that it was open to the media on Monday, some of the only comments we've seen have been anonymous quotes and stories that have been floated out there. So you really wonder how the players in the locker room view this coaching change that was, you know, pretty much took all of us by surprise.
Tom, I'm sure we are going to be talking with you not too long from now about this very topic. Hopefully it'll be about the guy who's been hired, but chances are, as you said, this thing could drag on for weeks.
I really hope so, Vic, and thanks for having me on, you guys. I really would hope that it's going to be a quick conclusion, but I don't see that happening right now, only because I know the Browns. Listen, we saw Joe Banner and Jimmy Haslam up there last week telling us that they want to get this right, that they have to get this right. So, you know, they cannot settle, much like they did last time, for a third or a fourth choice. They got to go target a guy now and go get him.
No, I concur 100%. This time around, and again, we can't get inside their heads to really know if this is the case, but we were pretty clear, as most everyone was, that Chip Kelly was the guy last year, couldn't get choice one, and went down a list. This time around, if nothing else comes of this, you want the feeling that the people conducting the search, that they got the guy they want, because anything we know that anything less than that creates the possibility, the unthinkable, that the same thing happens again, where you just settled for somebody or maybe panicked to hire somebody, and you didn't like this marriage from the start necessarily, and it led to a quick divorce.
So. You're 1,000% right, Vic. I mean, these are very smart men, and you would hope that they had a plan in place, but I don't think they would have made the move without that kind of a plan in place.
Yeah. All right, Tom. Thank you, buddy. We'll talk soon.
You're welcome, guys. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, Tom.
He is Tom Withers from the Associated Press. Always, always giving it to us strong here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We've got much more coming up for you. We're going to hear about the latest candidate that the Browns are reportedly interviewing today here in Cleveland, Todd Bowles, the defensive coordinator for the Arizona Cardinals. So Kent Summers, who covers that team for the Arizona Republic, is going to be with us at 2:15 Eastern. And then at 2:30 Eastern, you know, it's the Friday forecast. So we'll be sitting down, Nathan and I, and talking about the playoffs and our predictions. These aren't easy ones to call, Nathan, this weekend, do you think?
These are some very good games, and they are going to be a lot of fun. I'm excited.
I'm fired up about those as well. So we'll get into those, and, of course, Gerard Cherry with us also in our second hour. Much more ahead, CBD.